How beautiful, though he is black, but how beautiful. And how sweet words. I've never heard any sweet word like this. And he was doing like this. His eyelids were not always. And that boy turned in at once. Oh, he may know me. So quickly, oh, my mother will be with me. So I'm just going, I'm returning. And he did in a such a mood that Madhavendrapuri took him in his heart. After that, boy went and he was watching, chanting. But now no interest in chanting. Only looking at who was that boy? Who was that boy? Who was that boy? Only doing it. He went. The boy went. And he was watching the way, path. It so much time went, but he was always remembering that. Who was he? He was, in the meantime, he a sleepiness, semblance of, kya kahte hai? Semblance of sleep came, but not so deep.
Dozing.
And he saw in a dream, very beautiful, same boy. And what he is narrated. From this Madhavendrapuri, Ishwarpuri Bhat came. Not only Ishwarpuri Bhat, the roots of bhakti. Bhakti Madhavendrapuri is the whole tree. And, not whole tree, and three, nine roots were Paramanandapuri, Ishwarpuri, Brahmananda, and so many.
Nine.
Advaita Acharya also was disciple of same Madhavendrapuri. Also, Bakreshwar Pandit, what? The guru of Gadadhar Pandit. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. All were in this line. Not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not luckily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ishwarpuri path. All knowingly they went in this line. So this line is genuine. Now some are doubting. They are the messenger of Kali.
Spy
of Kali. You should not trust them. So we should like to be a devotee like Madhavendra. Today is also this appearance day of who was he? Srinivas Acharya. He was disciple of Gopal Bhatta. He was in a very extricated Brahmin family. And from bringing childhood, he was so learned person in Sanskrit and Bengal. Very. And he was so honest and good character person. He first went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit in Navadvip. And then he started from his village, native place. When he came nearer to Navadvip, he heard that Mahaprabhu has left this world. And all his Advaita Acharya, every happened left. Then he became so upset. He started to go for Jagannathpuri. I will meet Gadadhar Pandit. I will meet Sarup Damodar, Raghunath Das and all others. Sikhi Maiti, Madhvi Devi, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, Sarvam Bhattacharya. Very eagerly he was going. But when he was in the way, he heard that Gadadhar Prabhu has disappeared in the unke shok mein Mahaprabhu. Separation of Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit. And he has entered in the deity of Gopinath. Tota Gopinath. He heard that Sarva Damodar has uploaded. He heard that Raghunath Das Goswami has gone to from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan only to die. He will go there and he will jump in Jamuna, or he will go to Govardhan and from there jump. And thus he will die. But he could not. Rupshnatan saved him and he began to leave him. Radhakuna. And bring so much high class of bhajan there, you know. Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Muras Prarthanaya Kare Sada Nortam Dasna Krishna Rupa Raghunath Rupa Raghunath Nari Krishna Das Susan Shivasacharya Prabhu, after that, he returned and he came to Vrindavan. And he was so much upset, what to do? Mahaprabhu and all his followers have gone. And anyway, when he came to Prayag, he heard that Rupa and Sanatan both has left this world. Now he was weeping so much loudly. Anyhow, he went to Vrindavan and he met with Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami kindly kept him with him and began to give his association and all teaching all Shastra to him. In the meantime, Narottam Thakur and Shyamanand also went to Vrindavan. And all were in the school of Jiva Goswami. After that, when they were so much matured in all kinds of shastra, Jiva Goswami told that I want to give you all the books of Rupa and Sanatan and of myself and all other books. And you should take it in a bullock cart and go to Bengal and preach all over Bengal. Because now Bengal has become devotee-less. You should preach there very strongly. So, all the books of Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Ujjal Nilmani, Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu, and all books, and all books compiled by Jiva Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the books were given in the cart. And 2-3 protectors, guards, were going, and 3 boys, who? Narottam Thakur, Shyamanand, and Srinivas was more elder than both. And they used to serve him and to obey Srinivasacharya. In the meantime, when the cart was nearer to Bengal, in a very dense forest, some dacoits came and their astrologer told that they have a very precious jewels in the cart. And then the king of the dacoits, Ambi, was a very dangerous dacoit. He at once followed with his followers. And anyway, when they were sleeping, anyhow, taking rest because they are all tired, in the meantime, quickly they took away, stolen the cart. And when they went there and saw that what is there, oh, only books. Oh, these are papers, not of any use, bogus things. But they kept the card there. In the meantime, when they awoke and they saw that, oh, where is card? And they were doing like this. What became? And weeping so much. Srinivas told that you should return to Bengal and I am here searching, and after taking books, I will return. Otherwise, no. So Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottam Thakur went there, and they gave some letter to Jiva Goswami and others that books has been stolen. But in the meantime, Srinivas was searching here and there like a beggar boy. One day he went in the council of king, that is Dhirambi, the commander chief of all the dacoits. And he saw that in his council some priest, Brahmin, was reading Srimad Bhagavata and explaining. It seems that this king is very religious and pious, and he has some bhakti with Krishna. So I should anyhow mix with this, and I should please him, and then I will search. When the Harikatha explaining of Bhagavat was finished, Srinivas, as a boy of only 18 years, and he stood up and told to king, "O king, I want to explain the same slokas which he has explained. I think he had not explained well." And then he began to explain. King told that, "I want to hear your explanations." And all were so learned. So he began to. What? Madhupakitava bandho maspri sangri shapatna this. And he explained in such a way the separation mode of Radhika and Gopis and Krishna. Himself he was weeping so bitterly. And all the counselors began to weep. And he explained 3-4 hours. And quickly time passed. After 3-4 hours, when he finished one sloka, and then king himself with his all counselors went in and fell flat on the lotus feet of Srinivasa Acharya. Oh, how beautiful it is. We want that you should initiate us. We are all searching of a very pure, bona fide, qualified guru. I see that in the whole world. I cannot have a guru like you. You are bona fide. I have never seen a person like you, so qualified. He told that, "I can, but you will have to give some dakshina to me, otherwise not. If you are taking Harinam or Diksha or initiation and not giving something, donation, not donation, but dakshina to Gurudev, that Diksha will not be successful. Initiation will, Guru will not never want anything, but we should do. Shorten. If you are Brahmachari, you cannot give, then you should give yourself, your body, mind, soul, everything. And if you grihastha, you should give anything. What is so precious and which will be useful for my Gurudev, they should give." So he told, the king answered that, "I know this thing. I will give you anything you like." Then he told, "I have lost a full of books and very useful, like more than jewels valuable. So if you can give me this donation, then I can." King began to smile. Oh, how he knew that these books are with me and how can help? And he again fell flat on the lotus feet. "Just now I am giving you, before initiation. And after initiation, I will give myself, my kingdom, my whole family, everything forever." And then, at once he ordered that bullock cart should be brought here with as it was, full of books. when books were, Srinivas Pandit fell flat and doing pranam to all the books, like if they are Jiva Goswami, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishna, and all others. There was the explanation of Sanatana Goswami, Vaishnava Toshini of Bhagavatam. Jiva Goswami, Lagu Vaishnava Toshini, and all the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, Ujjwala Nilmani, Bhatkriya Swami, Sindhu, all the books of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Sandarbha, all these such Sandarbha were there, Sarsambhadini and all so beautiful. Gopal Champu, all. And he became so melted. He told that you have given me life. Then he initiated, not only him, his wife, his children, and his all ministers, counselors. And king gave his heart, mind, soul, and everything to him. I am your eternal service. And he never disobeyed in his whole life. We see in these days that you have initiated anyone and he will give you everything, and next day he will go to another guru, Sahajiya guru, or any other guru, Brahmavadi guru, here, there. And he will, if guru, they will tell, oh, kindly come to me, I will not come. So, nowadays a very big problem, and that is why we are not having Krishna prema. No bhakti, pure bhakti. So we should try to follow Srinivasacharya. And then he took all the cards and went to Bengal, nearer to Katwa, and then Shyamananda and Narottam Thakur were also called, and so many were called, and in our whole Bengal, even to Assam, and everywhere, Manipur, Bhaktivat priest, he was so a scholar. Then he used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, weeping, and Krishna with his all beloved gopis, they used to come and to give darshan. And he was a very beautiful kirtaniya, and he has so many rag and ragini, melody, and he used to play on mridanga as if he will quickly jump. No, anyway. Also Srimad Sahaja. They have some ragini, Manohar Sahi, and Garanhati, Manohar Sahi. So many beautiful ragini, you know, that. Oh, good. Sare gama padhani sa, and then shani dhapa magaresha. And this. Very beautiful melody. When Krishna used to sing in pancham, in five, then gopi followed and they used to sing in seven, and Krishna had no tune there. And then Krishna used to tell them, oh, sadhu, 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 I cannot do like you. So, one of the daughter was named Hemlata Thakurani. He became preacher, very famous preacher. He was perhaps married to anyone. And she was very famous preacher. So many disciples she made. And thus she was famous. He was married, Srimas Pandit. But even Ramananda was also married. But Narottam Thakur was not married. But all used to give the same respect to three. And when they used to meet together, like bosom brother, like what?
Bosom friends.
We should try to follow them and to be devotee like them. If you are falling, only 1% even, it is enough for us. So you should be a strong follower of all this. I have come here only to sprinkle their mercies to you in a drop. You should not disobey, never doubt anything in bhakti. Only you want to, you should try to give your akhanda prem, akhanda love, full love. Only to Krishna and devotees, not to anyone, don't, but to any fraction. Then you will be a pure devotee. Gaur Brahman. Today will be some play.
Tomorrow will be
not today. They are not ready. Achha. Then any kirtan?
Oh,